Hey everybody, this is Mark, and this is another commentary and analysis over the confidence conundrum. These commentaries are all about the research, ideas, and inspiration that goes into all these articles to make them super cool and rad and keep you reading on the site. And if you like these articles, then check out the audios because, you know, I put a lot of time into recording them. So the confidence conundrum, there's a funny backstory about this one. It's a pretty short and straightforward article. I don't think there's anything in here that would surprise anybody who's read a lot of the site or some of the more popular articles on the site. It's kind of just a new way of packaging and summarizing some of the points that are made throughout the rest of the site. And there's a reason for that, and it's kind of a funny reason. So I started writing my book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. I started writing it in 2014, and I really, it kind of started out as pretty, I guess I would say fluffy, but, in 2014, it started to get very long and philosophical, and it became kind of a conscious goal of mine mid 2014 to really try to build a little bit of a self-help philosophy, around I always thought of it in terms of like negative self-help, like build a philosophy that is very counter to all the positivity stuff. So, success is achieved through failure. Happiness is achieved through struggle. Trust in relationships is achieved through conflict and so on and so on. And, I spent a lot of time writing this stuff. I spent way too much time writing this stuff, actually. Most of it got chopped later on. But I started to kind of go through a little bit of a crisis. So in January, with the success of the article, I signed on with an agent, and we started putting together a book proposal. And I kind of realized that, yeah, these ideas, that they've been sprinkled throughout the site and they've done well, but like, it's like, maybe I'm just completely out in left field here, with some of these ideas. Like, maybe this isn't going to resonate with anybody at all. And, I kind of panicked and had like a really big moment of insecurity. And I was like, well, shit, I should put an article together that basically sums up like the core ideas of the book. And then if the article bombs, well, then I know that the book is probably going to bomb. And if the article does well, then I can put it in my book proposal and tell all the publishers, like, see, people love this shit. Buy my book and it'll be great. And I can like go to sleep at night. So that's basically what I did. This article is the result. I tried to frame it I tried to do two things. One, I tried to do it in just frame it in a very catchy way. The confidence conundrum, it kind of rolls off your tongue. It's very easy, to share and to talk about. Confidence is a term that everybody's aware of and familiar with. And then the second thing I did is I tried to, a lot of the ideas in the book are based on kind of these juxtapositions, between the positive and the negative. And, so I tried to fill the article with stuff like that, just to see how it would go over, like if people would get it, if they would like it, if it would resonate. And the article did very well, actually. It was probably one of the, obviously it didn't go viral or become a huge thing like the Subtle Art, but, it did quite a bit more page views than, most of the articles than an average article. I think it got maybe 20,000-30,000 shares and got a lot of positive emails, positive feedback about it. So, all was right with the world, and I was able to go to my agent and the publishers and say, look, I put these ideas in an article and people dug them, buy my book, and they bought it. So, everything turned out great, but this article was definitely a little bit of like a litmus test. For a lot of ideas that I was working with behind the scenes. And, yeah, feel really good with how it turned out.